across the Blue Water area, particularly here in Marine City, where it's Merrytime Christmas tomorrow. There's going to be all kinds of fun stuff going on, and some of your favorite comic book characters are going to be here as well. We're joined right now by none other than Spider-Man. Spidey, good morning.
Good morning.
Also goes by the name of Ryan, Dr. Ryan Zimmer from Zimmer Chiropractic. And when did you first put on the Spider-Man suit?
I first put it really into it, and I was like, just he's my favorite character. I've loved him ever since I was about 4 years old, and so when I had the opportunity to put him on, I was like, oh, this is gonna be really fun. And it just took off from there, and it was like I'm like a movie star now. It was really, 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 really cool. So I was like, this is the most famous I'm ever going to be.
Because the cool thing about the Spider-Man costume is you can't see your face. So
nope.
So you are Spider-Man.
Yeah, oh, yeah, definitely. I mean, it's a full skin body suit. They call it a second skin. And it covers everything. It's really actually quite comfortable to wear. It's not too bad. But, yeah, they don't know who I am. Some people, they're like, ooh, I kind of recognize your voice, you know, and then they might see me outside and you can tell they kind of look at you a little different. And so it's really, really fun.
Well, you've got the right build for it. If I put on the Spider-Man costume, people would say, hey, that's not really Spider-Man. You've got the right look for it. And it must be a lot of fun when the kids come up to you and you're Spider-Man.
It's my favorite thing. The kids are the reason I do the whole thing. The kids are the reason why I do pediatric chiropractic. And so when I have the chance to be there with the kids and watch their faces light up and they're just like, it just puts everything in perspective about why I do what I do. So it's just so much fun.
Now, you're a Spider-Man fan going way back.
Oh, right? Way back. Since I was about 4, I believe, is when my mom said they got my first Spider-Man memorabilia, and it's been going ever since. I actually have a whole spot in my parents' attic that's just all of my Spider-Man stuff. One day, I guess I have to get it out, but for now, it can stay right there.
That's where Ryan's Spider-Man collection lives. Who in your mind was the best Spider-Man?
You know, I loved Toby. When he did it, he just had the right demeanor to it. The gentleman who does it now, physique-wise, everything like that, he's perfect. He just got a little bit of a different kind of demeanor to him that I think is more on the kiddish side, whereas mm-hmm. Toby was a little bit more on the mature side. But you can see how the movies has changed between the two characters. So they're both fantastic, though. Both do a great job.
He's just kind of growing into the role now. It'll be interesting to see over the next couple of movies how he does.
With the Avengers and all the other stuff that's coming out, it's going to be awesome.
Well, that's so much fun to see how Spider-Man ties in with the Avengers and all those other Marvel superheroes.
Oh, it's insane. And then you go back and you start watching some of the older movies and you see these little parts and you're like, oh man, wait, which was that from this movie or was that from, oh wait, they're actually pretty much the same movie.
Exactly. I was just telling you off the air that I was not really much of a comic book guy and didn't really follow these movies. My daughter got me into the Marvel movies and I'm hooked on all these Avengers movies. Just great stuff.
Oh, it's fantastic. It was one of the big things that actually me and my younger brother, we got into was the comic book heroes and stuff like that. And so these movies just really, really, really are a blast for us. We call each other and, you know, we're like, hey, did you see this one yet? Did you see the new Thor movie? You know, and we just critique them and all that. And it's super, they're just awesome movies.
This Marine City Comic Con a couple of years ago was the first one. Mm-hmm. And now anytime that there's a big event, there's like a little bit of a Comic Con feel to it.
Yeah, we try and plug.
Goes to show how into these characters people really are.
Oh, they are. I mean, we just did we just had the parade, just general parade, and we had a small little Comic-Con, and there was I think 6 or 7 of us characters out there, and it was a blast. It was a hit. I mean, people just started going nuts. You turn corners and like, oh, look, there's Spider-Man, there's, you know, Darth Vader, there's, you know, all these other characters, and it just continues to build. And this year's Comic-Con, the second one, was just, it was insane. It was so busy. It was so packed down here that if we would have tried and did it like we did the first year, which was during Maritime Days, it would have been way too busy here.
Yeah.
There's no way we could have kept up with it. So we had to go to our own weekend, and it's just exploded.
Tell me a little bit about pediatric chiropractic care, because a lot of times people hear chiropractic, oh, that's for old people with aches and pains and you know, stuff like that. But it does great things for kids, too.
It does amazing stuff for kids. Basically, what I do is I am just trying to get a child's nervous system to be free of interference. So when kids are growing up, they fall, the birth process. This is a little traumatic process, but there's all kinds of the little small injuries that they do that can cause these misalignments in the spine, which puts some pressure on the nervous system and stresses it out, which then decreases its ability to function properly, which means immune system, your digestive system, heart, lungs, all those systems rely on the nervous system to feed the information from the brain back to those systems. And when you have some stress on it and it can't work that way, the kid's just going to have some issues that might not show up as pain, might show up as, you know, a decreased immune system, so they're getting sick a lot easier. They may have some allergies and stuff like that, that we just don't think about the nervous system when we think of, you know, those types of things. Yeah. So I just sit there and I come in and try and release that stress, and then the nervous system does its job and creates a perfectly healthy, amazing little child.
Yeah, that's amazing. Some of your patients say, hey, I think that you were the guy in the Spider-Man costume.
Some of them do. Some of them do. They recognize my voice or some of the little demeanors. I do have a couple little memorabilia things up in the office. And so they'll be like, oh, you were Spider-Man, weren't you? And I'm like, oh, yeah, yeah, I was. So then we have a fun joke. They call me Peter Parker and all that fun stuff.
Where are you going to be tomorrow, by the way? Where is Spider-Man going to be tomorrow?
Spider-Man is going to be down at the Kmart Plaza at H&R Block from 11 to 12, and then he'll be down in Marine City, just downtown, walking around through the Mariner all the way down to Broadway between noon and 2 o'clock. So you'll see me at Roasted, you'll see me here at the Mariner, you know, just all over the place, just walking around. I like doing it that way. I don't like to be stationary. Spider-Man's not really a stationary type guy. He's always moving around.
Right.
Plus it gets me to be out there and meet a, you know, bunch of people. All right. Super safe.
Good stuff. Ryan, thanks for coming. Appreciate it very much.
Thank you very much.
All right. Ryan Zimmer with us, pediatric chiropractor and Spider-Man, downtown Marine City tomorrow. We've got news coming up next on WPHM. More from the Mariner Theater, so stay with us.